Beloved, Christ is in our midst. Today we have come to the entry in triumph of our Lord Jesus into the holy city of Jerusalem. And we, like the children there, bear in our hands palms and branches, which are reminders of the victory Christ won in raising Lazarus from the dead and being a foretaste of the ultimate victory when he himself would defeat death by his own death in the coming week. And as we hold these branches, we sing often in the troparion, and we have heard it at the entrance. We have heard it in the gospel. We will sing it during the trisagion, during the anaphora. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We, with these children, acclaim Christ as Lord, that is, as God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Lord. And we say praise, Hosanna, to him who is in the highest. And we do this not only on Palm Sunday, but at every divine liturgy, as we sing the majestic hymn, the first part of which comes from Isaiah's vision when he beheld God and he saw the seraphim, the highest ranks of angels with six wings, and they were calling out one to another, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord Sabaoth, the whole earth is full of your glory." This should sound familiar to us because we sing it at every liturgy. But to that hymn, the hymn of the angels, we add our words. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We sing the hymn of the angels. Let that sink in. The seraphim have six wings. With two, they cover their face because they are before God. God is so other, so different, and he created them. And they keep their faces covered and say, "Holy, holy, holy." And we humans, flesh and spirit, say this hymn, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord of hosts." And we again add our own words to that of the angels. Blessed is he that comes in the name of Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So that when we are at the liturgy, we sing the angels' part and we sing our part. We join the liturgy in heaven with the liturgy here on earth. Heaven and earth are united here in the Holy Liturgy. That Christ, the one whom the seraphim sing to, the one who sits upon a throne made up of angels, the cherubim, as we know from Ezekiel's vision of Christ upon his throne, he comes to us today in humility on the foal of a donkey as a peasant into the holy city. And he hears these words of the people, but in a matter of days, this earthly glory will be changed. And he will instead hear the words, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" We bear our branches to honor him, to welcome him, not only into the holy city, but into our hearts. Because he who receives the praise of the seraphim, he who sits upon the cherubim, who today sits upon the foal of a donkey, desires to sit upon his throne that is our hearts. He who makes the angels his chariot, the cherubim his throne, desires to make his chariot and throne our heart, to take the reins of our heart, to deliver us from the passions, to bring us to the quiet and peace that is with him. For he desires all of this. He desires to come to the city, sitting on the foal of a donkey. And he accepts everything for us. He accepts to be betrayed. He accepts to be crucified. He accepts to die and to be buried for the love of us, his creatures. He will leave nothing undone so that he can make his throne our heart, so that he can ride upon the throne of our heart as he rides upon the throne of the cherubim. As we come to this holy week of his passion, perhaps during Lent we've been observant, perhaps not so much. But we can begin anew today, reading the scripture, especially in this week, as we will hear of his journey back and forth, in and out of the city, until Thursday when he will be betrayed, Friday when he will be crucified and buried, and Pascha when he will rise from the dead. We can pick up our fasting and our prayer. These things God has no need of from us, but rather they are signs from us that our heart cries out to him, to show him that we desire him. By our fasting, our prayer, our little sacrifice, we show him, Christ, that we want him to be in us, to make his throne our heart, so that we may, in this coming week, get some deeper glimmer of knowledge of who Christ is. Some deeper knowledge of what he is doing, has done, and will always do for us, sinners that we are. And that in so doing, we can say yes to him and allow him access to the depths of our heart, to open ourselves up to him deeply, so that he may take up his throne in our heart and direct us ever more close to himself.